HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
When next year's budget numbers are presented, one of the first things that everyone is going to look for is for the expenditure on the vaccine. Because everyone is focused on that one thing, right? I mean, over the last 8 months, many of us have spoken of nothing but COVID and how it has changed things. Are you making a huge allowance for the vaccine in your budget?
At the moment, I can't even respond to it only because, not because I'm talking about issues which will come in the budget, but matter of fact, as of today, we do not know what will be the details which come with the vaccine. Is it going to be one dose or two doses? Is it going to be two doses spaced, let us say, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in between, first dose and second dose? Are two doses going to be sufficient? Or is there a recurrent dose which had to be given after 6 months? Unless we get all these details, as much as how much is per dose going to cost, I really cannot even work towards a number. So about the vaccine itself, whichever gets cleared, and once it is cleared, I need to know cost per dose. I also need to know what will be the cycle in which, is it going to be one time, lifetime, or is it going to be two doses but repetitive? All these will have to be, you know, worked out, and only then can I even think of a number.
This crisis that we are facing now is not really an economic crisis. It's a health crisis. And you have this challenge of managing the economy through this health crisis. Sure, the Indian economy had some issues even before the crisis. It was decelerating. But what has happened, especially over the last 8-9 months, what has pretty much rendered a lot of the numbers, like you yourself said in budget that you presented last year, not particularly relevant, is this health crisis. And the solution to it is a health solution. It's a vaccine that's going to help everyone. And from what we can predict, and I know predictions are tough, but what we can predict, I think 2021, 22 will largely be a year of vaccination in India, where in phases there are going to be various people who are going to get vaccinated, from the priority groups at the beginning to other groups. Given that, do you think the economic recovery next year is also going to be halting and that we should look at 2022-23 for a full-fledged recovery? Or do you think we will begin to see a proper recovery next year itself?
I think a recovery, as you may call it, proper recovery, is possible from the next year itself. Because why should the vaccine be seen as a deterrent? On the contrary, the vaccine coming brings in a certain positivity. Vaccine being very well efficiently delivered, for which all the mechanisms are being put in place now, will only bring in confidence among the people, in the sense both of workers, employers, and also of people who are otherwise engaged in some or the other economic activity. So they, I think, help mutually. A vaccine coming brings in optimism and positivity. With the vaccine, economic activity also will, gain traction. And I don't think they are mutually exclusive.
No, what I meant was that unless everyone is vaccinated, you can't really open up all your activities 100%. There will still be restrictions that happen.
Even with the vaccine, I think at least for some time, as I said, the dosage, the periodicity of the dosage, all still being not so very clear. I think for some time we'll still have to depend on what we know best now, given our situation, whether that is the final word on it or not, I do not know. What we know now is mask, do gaj ki duri, and that will have to continue.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie.
Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.